Just wanted to get out of there. I was really starting to worry because I saw something was wrong.
Levi and I talked about how it would change our lives, but he was there beside me, and my love for him was just immense.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. Visit alz.org/ourstories to learn more. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Newsmakers, newsbreakers, and everything in between. Live and local with Kevin Wall, weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
They are preparing to vote this week on what is called S1, SB1, former HH1, House Bill 1. Bernie Sanders was on with Dana Bash and prefers S1 to the so-called Manchin substitute. Listen to this.
Senate will vote on Tuesday on a sweeping bill that will almost certainly be blocked by Republicans. Senator Joe Manchin is proposing a narrower plan, which still seems to have a lot in it for Democrats. There are things like a ban on partisan gerrymandering, expanding early voting, restoring key parts of the Voting Rights Act. Stacey Abrams says she could absolutely support this proposal. Do you?
Donna, you said that there seems to be a lot in it for Democrats. That's not the way I look at it.
The Democrats could support.
What we are trying to do is preserve democracy. Mm-hmm. And what Republican legislatures and governors are doing in the most disgraceful way imaginable is to try to deny people of color, young people, poor people, the right to vote, people with disabilities. That is outrageous. And I really, you know, we can disagree on all kinds of issues, but taking away the right of people to participate in American democracy is unacceptable, and the Congress must address that in any and every way. Also, in my view, we got to deal with dark money in politics, the power of billionaires buying elections. We got to deal with gerrymandering. So I will go as far as we possibly can to create a vibrant democracy in America and take on those Republicans who are trying to undermine democracy.
Could that mean the Manchin compromise, given the reality of the narrow majority you have?
We're going to do the best. You know, I like what the House passed, H.R. 1. I think that is a serious, comprehensive effort to protect American democracy. We will see what evolves here in the Senate.
Sounds like you're open to the compromise, though.
It sounds like I'm open to doing everything I possibly can to protect American democracy. And let me tell you something. This is an enormously serious issue.
There you go. Bernie Sanders with Dana Bash yesterday on State of the Union. Stay where you are. Is the president, is he able to conduct business as the chief executive of the United States? There are a lot of people coming out and saying he's not all there. We'll find out what one prominent Republican thinks. That's coming up in just a couple of minutes. I'm Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Right now, come in for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95.
Just a touch after 4:31 as we check out our traffic cams right now. A couple of crashes working. One on Interstate 15. It's on the left side. It's past Russell. Northbound 15 is affected, and you're very slow past the stadium back to around Sunset there on 15 North. The incident on the 515 is westbound at Tropicana, and it's right there at the Y where the exit ramp is. So as you merge off the freeway, caution as you work your way through there. Some heavy volumes on the 15 south at Spring Mountain, north at Charleston. Look for some congestion downtown, 515 east at Main Street, and lane restrictions, that's 215 west at Tenaya.
New Mail Medical presents this sports flash from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. I'm Matt Pauley.
The Vegas Golden Knights pull even with Montreal 2-2 after a 2-1 overtime win yesterday. The game winner scored by Quebec native Nicholas Roy, 1:18 into overtime. Braden McNabb also scoring for the Golden Knights. Goalie Robin Lehner got the start, a little bit of a surprise. He makes 27 saves. According to coach Peter DeBoer, it was not that they were benching Marc-Andre Fleury. He has just been very busy and wanted to give him a day off. Game 5 coming up tomorrow at T-Mobile Arena. Also, general manager Kelly McCrimmon, he has been placed in self-isolation after testing positive for COVID-19. This Sports Flash is brought to you by New Mail Medical, 702-919-0609. From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Matt Pauly on AM 670 KMZQ, Talk Radio Done Right.
O'Reilly. Get more miles on the road with O'Reilly Auto Parts. A clean fuel system means better gas mileage for your car. Right now at O'Reilly Auto Parts, get two bottles of Lucas Fuel Injector Cleaner for $8. Plus, earn double O rewards points. For a clean, lubricated, more fuel-efficient system, stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today or visit O'ReillyAuto.com.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Is a metaphor for your business's journey. Sometimes it feels like you're going 100 miles an hour, barely keeping up. But to cruise through challenges, you need someone who's right there with you. That's what Dell Technologies advisors do. They have the tech advice you need to get past whatever's in front of you and get to where you want to go. For advice on solutions like XPS 13 laptops powered by Intel Evo platform, call an advisor today at 877-ASK-DELL.
With the MultiCare Group, buying life insurance has never been easier. Whatever you need, life insurance, health insurance, or even long-term care, we can help. Call 702-396-9449. The MultiCare Group has access to all the best markets for your needs. Life insurance quotes are available right now, and they're very inexpensive. In this uncertain world, you need affordability. If you're a male 50, you can buy life insurance of $500,000 for only $41. That's $41 a month. Give us a call today for your no-obligation quote. We provide you with all the personal services you need. And the best part, we will always be with you every step of the way. The MultiCare Group makes buying insurance simple. You may want to inquire about long-term care. We have the most innovative plans available. Call us and find out how you can get care at your own home from a long-term care policy. Call the MultiCare Group today and get peace of mind at 702-396-9449. That's 396-9449. Call us today.
It's all about Las Vegas. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
So good to have you with us on this Monday edition. Don't forget, still to come, Tommy White will join us. In fact, we'll see... We'll see if we can get him online. He has been very, very busy. I know that. Keith Skipper will join us. He is the Republican National Committee Regional Communications Director. I want you to hear real quick from Judge Jeanine, because it's something that keeps coming up, and that is the fitness of this president to exercise his office. And more and more people, now essentially Republicans, but I think we'll start seeing some Democrats come out and questioning the ability of this president to exercise his office. This was Judge Jeanine on her show this weekend, that the president is incapable of serving as president. Here it is.
Joe Biden does not have the mental capacity to lead the greatest nation on earth. And it is time both parties are honest about what everyone sees and cringes at. This is not partisan. It's not political. It's about America under the tutelage of a man clearly not up to the job. He came to us a Trojan horse, promising to be a moderate, affable, and conciliatory president, one who could reach across the aisle and unify the nation. Instead, the so-called moderate began by immediately canceling the XL Keystone pipeline, destroying American jobs and America's energy independence along with it, earning him accolades from far-left progressives like AOC and Bernie Sanders. But Joe is more than a Trojan horse. He is a puppet. The question, of course, is who is pulling the strings? Who in the White House is calling the shots? Who in truth is running our country? The bilateral stand-up press conference is a must for virtually every world leader who meets with our president, but not here, and no one gave us a reason. So Biden simply ceded a platform to the Russian president to blow his own horn and then trash us, saying as president he would never tolerate the kind of activity the United States has tolerated by Black Lives Matter and the anarchy on our streets. Of late, it seems to be a habit for leaders of other countries to trash us, like the Chinese trashing Secretary of State Blinken in Alaska, and the Guatemala president telling Kamala Harris that if she enforced our laws, we wouldn't have an immigration problem. So Biden comes out saying he stayed out of trouble by avoiding that joint press conference. It's pretty clear he wouldn't be able to stand up to the ex-KGB intel agent who would have mopped the floor with him. But why is this man always talking about getting into trouble? Take a listen.
I'm sorry, I'm going to get in trouble with staff. I don't do this the right way.
There's not a lot of people here. I apologize. I'm going to get in trouble.
Joe, who are you getting into trouble with? Are they reprimanding you? Are they yelling at you? Are they telling you what to do? Who behind the scenes is telling the President of the United States he's in trouble? Who has the goods on you? Who have you yielded this control to? What is wrong with you?
This is a question from Judge Jeanine Pirro from her weekend show on Fox News Channel. But eventually, it's going to be Democrats that are going to be asking this question. Folks that like Joe Biden but fear for his personal safety, for people that are concerned about his health. At what point does that kind of talk start? It's one thing for Republicans, and we've heard a lot of Republicans talk about this. And now the question is, when is it going to be the Democrats that look at our commander-in-chief and throw up a big question mark? And by the way, the out cue is amazing. What is wrong with you? Now, that's Judge Jeanine Pirro, but how soon before Democrats start asking that same question? What is wrong with you, Mr. President? Stick around. More to do as we continue. I'm Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us on AM 670 KMZQ.
On air, online, or on demand, take AM 670 KMZQ with you wherever you go. Download the SimpleRadio.com app and make us your favorite today.
Carry on my wayward son. Don't you cry no more.
Carry on, all the way to your locally owned Meineke, your one-stop shop for total car care. With Meineke e-inspection, you'll know the problem and the fix. We'll send real-time updates, photos, and technician notes straight to your phone. Book online today and get a $17.95 basic oil change. Engine, brakes, tires, oil. Meineke, doing car care right. At participating locations, terms and conditions apply.
Our country is in an upheaval that continues to fester. Elected officials from the lowest recesses of our local government to the highest office in the land have played a part in the divisiveness of today's America. And we, Americans, bear the risk. I'm Sam Peters, owner of Peters Family Insurance here in Las Vegas. Our government is opening our country's border. Shutdowns have destroyed businesses and jobs, and crime rates are on the rise. Are you prepared? Peters Family Insurance is a conservative, veteran-owned business with two locations in Las Vegas. If you've not taken a look at the risks you face every day, give us a call. Whether it's auto, home, business, or life insurance, we can help. We've been voted best of Las Vegas for 2 years straight, and we live up to that award. Support local conservative small business owners before liberal elected officials put us all out of business. Call Peters Family Insurance today at 702-870-4000. Again, that's 702-870-4000.
I'm attorney Paul Powell. If you get hurt in a crash, did you know your lawyer can take more money than you? That's right. You get hurt and the lawyer gets rich. Not very fair, is it? When you hire me, those worries go bye, bye, bye. I promise never to take more money than you. And I put it in writing.
If you're tired of greedy lawyers, call 728-5500 or go to paulpowell.com.
I really can help.
Paul Powell. More lawyer, less fee.
Some restrictions apply.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and a previous candidate for governor. As the owner of Las Vegas Psych3 and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors, and I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Psych3 has kids' bikes, affordable hybrid bikes, mountain bikes, and road bikes. We also have a wide variety of the latest electric bikes, which affords the opportunity for those who want to ride a bike again but have some physical limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasPsych3.com. And for those of you interested in a guided biking or hiking outdoor tour, visit EscapeAdventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. That's 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215.
So you're so over being cooped up and you're ready to get out. Well, get way out and plan your next trip to Nevada's Cowboy Country Territory along Interstate 80, crossing the awesome state of Nevada. This adventure is rich with scenic beauty, history, and outdoor recreation, such as off-road adventures, boating, hunting, and fishing, and there's thousands of places to stay, including lodging facilities, camping, and RVing. Nevada's Cowboy Country Territory truly does offer something for everyone and every family as you travel through Nevada, making your very own special experience of a lifetime. So get out. We're right here in your backyard, and we're open. Wide open. Experience the real Nevada. Plan your trip now at cowboycountry.com or travelnevada.com. We're looking forward to seeing you soon. This message sponsored by Travel Nevada, aired in cooperation with the Nevada Broadcasters Association and this station.
You're listening to Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
On this Monday, June 21st, as we always tell you, in fact, we do that on Fridays. We usually, before we leave you, give you just a quick note, if you will, that we make a deal with you every weekend. If on Sundays you want to sleep in and you don't want to get up at 8 o'clock for some of the Sunday shows, or you don't, you want to be able to go to brunch or go to church or play golf. You don't have to worry about missing the Sunday shows, because we monitor the Sunday shows and we bring you the very best from there. One of the things that came up on his own show, believe it or not, Brian Stelter, who's just a geek, works for CNN. He is their media expert, so to speak. But he went after Tucker Carlson. This is something that's been ongoing between Brian Stelter and Tucker Carlson over the course of, years, really. But Tucker Carlson and this conspiracy story, Brian Stelter went after Tucker Carlson again over the weekend, which to me it's a non-story. It's like yesterday's news. But Brian Stelter keeps bringing it up. I don't know why. The other CNN hosts keep bringing it up. I've seen it on with Chris Cuomo. I mean, it's kind of yesterday's news in a sense. But let's go to Cut 3. This is Brian Stelter on CNN over the weekend.
FBI operatives were organizing the attack on the Capitol on January 6th, according to government documents.
He said it as fact. He said there are documents to prove it. And all of that was inspired by a headline from a pro-Trump right-wing website that most folks haven't heard of. It was there on Monday. It was on Tucker's show on Tuesday. Tucker repeated it all week long. He said, well, hey, how can you disprove this? Right? He said, go and prove it. Like he was challenging the media to go do his work for him. And now it's everywhere. This is everywhere now. I mean, everybody's heard about it at this point. GOP lawmakers are parroting this completely bogus conspiracy theory. And it's all because of that pipeline. From one random website that Tucker likes to his top-rated show, like a domino effect, all across the right-wing web. So that inspired me to send some questions to Fox News. You know, this is just reporting 101. This is presumably what Tucker did, right? Presumably he asked questions to the FBI and to prosecutors and to sources. So I asked Fox News PR executives, did anyone vet Carlson's reporting? Did the Fox newsroom go through his reporting? Did they examine it ahead of time? Why haven't they followed up on it since? Carlson alleged this explosive story. He's claiming this is an incredible bombshell. Where's the Fox newsroom? Why isn't Special Report with Brett Baer covering this story every day? Why isn't Fox News Sunday with Chris Wallace covering this incredible claim right now? We know why, right? Because Carlson's out there on his own. Carlson Island. I mean, he does own an island. He's out there on his own, claiming to be telling the truth to his viewers. And the defense from Fox is that it's an opinion show, and everyone knows it's an opinion show. But it looks like news, and it smells like news, and his fans think it's news. They trust Tucker more than they trust real reporters. So what was the vetting? What was the process? Why isn't Fox following up? Why isn't the newsroom digging into his claims? Why isn't the newsroom of Fox trying to prove Tucker's theory? Those were my questions. Let me just check my email and see if there's been a... Yeah, no. Still no response from Fox News PR to those basic questions about journalism, just about basic news gathering. What do you think?
Well, here's what I think. And I'm glad you asked, Brian. Basically, CNN is the last entity that should be questioning anybody's journalistic chops. This is the network that told you repeatedly for 4+ years, Russia, Russia, Russia. He's an agent of the of Vladimir Putin, of Russia. I mean, this is the group that every day dutifully had Governor Andrew Cuomo on, spouting what a great job that they're doing in New York to stem the tide of the pandemic, when in reality 15,000 families lost loved ones in those nursing homes. CNN has no business at all to question Tucker Carlson. I mean, if you look at what at the track record of CNN, it's not very good. I mean, honestly, they're miserable. And yet, because they're CNN, they say, "Where's CNN?" The fact is, what CNN did to former President Trump, to the families of those loved ones that died in nursing homes in New York. I mean, they ballyhooed when Chris Cuomo was quarantined, and they brought the cameras down into his basement, supposedly. I mean, this was all show and no go. Brian Stelter, by the way, is just a very lightweight personality on CNN. I'm sorry, but he is. And he's never going to be anything more than a second banana or a third banana. He's just not. But I'm going to tell you something. When you start calling out people like Tucker Carlson, when you have a track record like CNN does, it is laughable. I mean laughable. And somebody at CNN should have stopped that before that hit the air. Because it really, it just begs the question, you know, if you're going to question the judgment of Tucker Carlson, you've certainly got to question the journalistic chops of Brian Stelter, the media expert, kind of the Howie Kurtz of CNN. What we have here is something that's an embarrassment to CNN, and they ought to be ashamed of themselves for even bringing it up. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
Listen to your radio again on the weekend. On Sunday, you can enjoy The Jesus Christ Show, Gun Talk, Frontlines of Freedom, and Hillary Kramer's Millionaire Maker. AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
It's finally happened. We're finally free. Hey, Kevin Wall here, and my friends at Ichabod's Lounge are at 100% capacity with the same old Vegas atmosphere customers have come to expect for more than three decades. Ichabod's, even after a pandemic, it's still one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. As they say at Ichabod's, we manage with generosity. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers and now super serving mask-free. Ichabod's Lounge features an incredible menu, including steaks, seafood, burgers, pastas, and five daily specials. And at Ichabod's Lounge, their kitchen is open 24/7 for you late-night foodies. Check out their nightly entertainment at the Piano Bar. I just love it. You want to win? You want to celebrate our freedom? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
Prescription products require an online consultation. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information.
My husband's ED was affecting our marriage. When he first started experiencing ED, it was difficult for both of us. We didn't know who to talk to about it or where to get help. Hims was our answer. Hims connected my husband with a licensed provider online. He was able to get medication to treat his ED at a fraction of the price people pay for the name brand. It was delivered to our door, and guess what? Our sex life is back. It works.
Right now, get your first online provider's visit totally free when you go to forhims.com/love. Yep, free. No copay, no expensive appointments, and no awkward face-to-face conversations. Just the care you need.
Thanks to Hims, we got our sex life and our marriage back.
To start your free online visit, go to this exclusive address, forhims.com/love. That's forhims.com/love for your free online visit. forhims.com/love.
When you need legal expertise, you got a lot of options. Heck, just spend a few minutes watching local TV, you'll see plenty of legal help. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Look, no one ever wants to need an attorney. But when you do, it's important to hire one who knows the law. But more importantly, you need an attorney who shares your conservative values. That's why my small business, Battleborn Radio, trusts Craig Mueller to handle all our legal needs. Craig was born and raised here in Las Vegas, and he's our legal expert on Live and Local Now. Craig's been defending the Constitution for more than three decades, protecting your rights. And if you're hurt, in a car accident, or on the job, Craig Mueller will get you the money you deserve. I trust Craig Mueller with my small business. You can too. Call Craig at 702-887-1731. That's 702-887-1731. 887-1731. Or visit Craig online at CraigMuellerLawyer.com. That's CraigMuellerLawyer.com.
This is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Just a quick note on the Brian Stelter thing. It wouldn't be so bad if you had a track record that was really solid and solid journalism and all of that. This whole note of you know, who is a journalist and who is an opinion person. I mean, I contend that Megyn Kelly was that way. She was a journalist, but she also expressed opinion. She asked tough questions of folks on both sides of issues. Bill O'Reilly. I miss Bill O'Reilly. I really honestly do. But Bill O'Reilly was a guy that he reported the news, but he also did it with opinion. And he was not afraid to ask tough questions of both sides. Does that make him a journalist or does that make him an opinion person? I don't know. But the fact is that Brian Stelter is full of a network of Don Lemons and Chris Cuomo's. You know, I mean, all of Allison Camerota, they're all singing from the same hymnal. I mean, what a coincidence. Anyway, just to finish this off, Brian Stelter and CNN should be ashamed of trying to question. And it's not just Brian Stelter. I've seen this on Chris Cuomo's show where they